Edge of 17 here on BBC Radio Cambridgeshire. It is 11 minutes to 12. I've said this time and time again, my door is always open. The door to this show is open to you. If you are doing something for the benefit of local communities here across Cambridgeshire, Peterborough, or around our borders as well, where a lot of people listen to us and where maybe you listen to us, then do get in touch and tell us what you're up to. And I will with pleasure advertise whatever that is. And we have a couple of likely characters who have taken me up on that offer. Let's have a chat with Laura Bird. Morning to you, Laura.
Good morning, Jeremy. Great to hear from you.
Well, and thank you for getting in touch. We also have Inga Anson. Very good morning to you, Inga.
Good morning, Jeremy. Good morning, Laura.
Morning.
Great that you can hear us. All of our technicals are falling to bits this end, so that's good news. You'd like to tell us about Chariots of Fire, which is a race happening on Sunday, the 19th of September. Inga, tell us all about it. What do we need to know?
Gosh, so I'm really looking forward to it, first of all. Having lived in Cambridge for so long, it's great to be closely involved with it, especially you know, after a year when events couldn't really take place. But I think we're at year 29 now, and we will have a whole bunch of competitors taking part in a relay race around the various colleges to raise money for a really good fund this year, the East Anglian Air Ambulance.
Excellent. Now, Laura, tell us about your involvement with that fabulous charity.
Yes, so I am very proud team captain of the East Anglian Air Ambulance Chariots of Fire team this year. And we've got a mix of our CEO, Matthew, and doctors and paramedics all running along with us on Sunday the 19th. And East Anglian Air Ambulance were responsible for saving my life after I was involved in a very, very serious road traffic accident a good 10 years ago now. So it's a charity incredibly close to my heart. So running a mile or so around Cambridge is the least I can do to help promote them and raise a bit of money for them. They are life-saving and they save lives on a daily basis. So it's such a fantastic charity to be raising money for this year.
Yeah. Are you happy? I don't want to push you. Are you happy to tell us any more about that life-saving incident?
Of course, yeah, of course. So when I was 18, I was unfortunately struck by a lorry on the A14 dual carriageway and was, of course, left with totally life-changing injuries and had to be airlifted to hospital, Addenbrookes Hospital. And East Anglian Air Ambulance kindly gave me a lift there. So it was their professionalism, their efficiency, their incredible knowledge and team that got me there. And most of the injuries were to my leg, and I'm quite sure that had they not have airlifted me in such good time, I would have lost my leg, and certainly my life was on the line as well. So they no word of an exaggeration, they saved my life.
And did you know anything about the charity before that accident?
Nothing at all. You know, most 18-year-olds are more worried about going out and partying with their friends, never mind working out what amazing charities do. So knew nothing about them beforehand, but I've sort of spent the last couple of years doing quite extreme endurance events to try and raise some money and awareness for them. So a nice little trot around Cambridge in a couple of weeks will be very enjoyable.
Yeah, well, I mean, the reason I asked that question is because it is a charity which you don't know that you'll need until that moment that you need it. And then that is the difference between life or death.
Absolutely, Jeremy. And I mean, this is, it's been a very difficult year or 2 years for a lot of people, but ultimately everyone's hopefully got a spare couple of pounds kicking around. And, you know, instead of going down the pub this weekend and having a pint or getting a takeaway this weekend, try and pop some money in the pot for us, because you never know what's around the corner. And these guys have literally just gone 24/7, so they are available 24/7. You'll never know when you need them, but you are so incredibly grateful of them when you or someone close to you does need them.
Yeah, you said life-changing injuries 10 years ago when you were hit by that lorry, and mainly your leg. How difficult is this little trot around Cambridge, as you described it? How difficult is that going to be for you?
Well, thankfully, I've spent years and years going through a lot of rehab, a lot of physio. So I lost about 10 to 15% muscle tissue in my right leg. So Running has, I essentially had to learn to walk and run again a good number of years ago. But as I say, the accident was 10 years ago now, so I've thankfully recovered. And I'm hoping that it won't be too much of a struggle. But yeah, my injury certainly prevented me from running and walking for a number of years. So it's been a long path to recovery, and I'm grateful for every step I take now.
Well, if anybody needed inspiration as to why to take part and why to support it, you certainly provided them that, Laura. Really good to talk to you. You take care and good luck with it.
Thanks so much, Jeremy. Thanks so much for talking to me. Appreciate it.
No, thank you. And Inga from Hewitson's Charitable Trust. So you're putting on the race, are you, Inga?
Yes, indeed. Well, we're delighted to be able to support it. And as a firm, HCR Hewitson's are thrilled to make sure it happens this year, because it is a really important event for the charities that participate, who, as we've just heard from Laura, do just the most incredible work. So, yes, HCR Hewitson's very happy to be able to make sure it happens as it has done in previous years. We're incredibly grateful for all the hard work that's gone into making it a very safe event for everyone taking part this year. And I'll just plug we're keen to see even more people sign up, need more teams. It's an excellent cause. So you've got time until the September 16th for a team of six. You don't need to be experienced ultra marathon runners like Laura. Well done, Laura. Just get involved.
And if you like, so you can do it, you can support a charity of your choice, but you could also support East Anglian Air Ambulance as well, could you? How does that work?
Well, indeed. So the Hewitson's Charitable, HCR Hewitson's Charitable Trust they support a charity on the day for the event. And this year that is the East Anglia Air Ambulance. And as I say, I'm not sure, you know, haven't been quite so closely involved with it in previous years. This is my first year. So for now, for us, it's the EAAA.
Excellent. Well, it's been lovely to talk to you as well, Inga, and all the best. So it's happening on September the 19th. Is that right? Sunday the 19th?
Absolutely. That's right.
And for more details, where do people go?
They can take a look at the HCR Hewitton's Charitable Trust website online, and that will give them all the information they need to get involved or just be around on the day.
Excellent stuff. Inga, you take care. Stay well. Thank you.
Thank you, Jeremy.
Inga Anson there, head of the Cambridge office at Hewitson's HCR Law Company business here in Cambridgeshire. 4 minutes to 12. Bit of Ed Sheeran. Can't get this out of my head. It's very catchy. News headlines for Cambridgeshire up next.
Every time you come around, you know I can't say no. Every time the sun goes down, I let you take control. I can feel the paradise before.